It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Mommy's Margarita Friday. Moms, dads, it's been a rough week, right? What did you do to earn your margarita this week? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Sometimes something crazy happens, you know, right at that moment. I'm going to have to put a drink on that.
Yep. And this one actually happened earlier this week at my daughter Dakota's swim lesson. Actually, I'm going to have Hayden tell you the story because it was one of those moments where I snapped as a mom. And she laughed in my face, my older daughter, Hayden.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what happened.
Hayden, can you explain the situation of what happened after swim class with Dakota?
Well, we were walking out of the doors, and we were, like, getting to the car, and you were putting the bag in, and Dakota just bolted towards the cars.
Right, and then you ran after her, screaming and laughing, and then I got mad that you were screaming and laughing, because then she thinks it's funny, and she just keeps doing it. So then what happened?
I scooped her up like a baby, and I carried her back to the car.
But I was very mad, and I put Dakota back in her car seat, and I told her that she could never do that, and she hit me. And after she hit me, I got very upset. And what happened?
Well, every week they give her prizes, and that week they gave her, like, a little bracelet with, like, a laminated charm on it with, like, a fish that's, like, the logo.
Oh, my gosh.
And you went to try to rip it up, but you couldn't rip it up, so you just threw it in anger.
That was my punishment. I was going to destroy her brand new prize because she ran into traffic. And then you laughed at me because I couldn't rip it because it was laminated. And did you think that was nice?
Yes.
And not my proudest moment,
there's
Raven.
There's so many things wrong here.
Yeah.
All right?
Uh-huh.
So your daughter does something that's inherently dangerous.
Yes.
Your other daughter saves her life, but laughs because at the moment there's an impulsive reaction. And so your way to handle that is to destroy something that she's earned for good behavior in another space. Throw that away.
At the time, it made sense.
Right.
Now, in retrospect, I understand why it probably wasn't my shining moment in parenting.
I mean, I'd love to have that cell phone video.
But when she,
I feel like I could destroy you with it.
Right, but like when she like hit me, I snapped. I was so mad because I'm like, oh my gosh. So I wanted to show her right then and there that she was in trouble.
Hmm.
The only way I could think of doing that was by destroying this thing that she had just received. But then I couldn't destroy it because it was too strong for me.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is it's a bracelet she just earned. She didn't have it for very long. Maybe I suggest in the future, if you really wanted to learn a lesson, take away something that it's going to cause a problem for a while, like one of her sneakers.
Yeah.
Just immediately remove one of her shoes and throw it into traffic and then drive away.
Yeah.
Be like, that's what happened. Happens now.
Yep.
From now on, you're walking with one shoe. How do you like that? Next
yeah.
time, maybe you'll behave.
Retrospect, that's maybe what I should have done.
Right.
Not a good moment, but certainly earned me my margarita this week. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week, Mama, to earn your margarita?
This week, I had my daughter's entire softball team over for a sleepover. It was total chaos. They stayed up all night. I don't even think I got 5 minutes of sleep.
Mm.
There were just crumbs in the pantry.
Yeah.
All food gone, everything eaten. It was, I know she had a good time, but it was a total disaster.
The entire team, that's a lot. That
yeah.
is a lot.
Yeah, they're fired up too when they don't actually have to do any physical stuff with it.
Yeah.
There's no running, no push-ups, no nothing like that. They just come over to hang out. Oh, they're going to be crazy.
Why do they always want to go outside at like 11 o'clock at night too? Like, Ma, we're going to go outside. I'm like, why?
Right.
Why?
Where are you going?
Outside? Where? Right. The yard? Like, are you serious? Yeah, no, you enjoy your margarita. You deserved it.
Thank you.
Mommy's Margarita Friday really applies to all parents, no matter what you're a parent of, children, animals, you know?
Yeah, because sometimes there's an incident that happens that immediately you know, I'm going to need a drink with that one.
Yeah. What happened this week to earn you your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I took my 2 8-year-olds fishing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did they complain the whole time, we didn't catch anything.
Yeah,
aww.
Fishing, that's the thing. You have a day where you get nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's like you expect that as an adult, but when you're a kid and you're so excited, you think you're going to get like 37,000 fish.
Right.
They're going to keep coming out.
First one's coming out in like 60 seconds. If it's not there by then, Dad, what is happening here?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I went to the pro shop. The kids were with me. They decided that they wanted to wrap me out the moment I got home and said, and I quote, Dad just bought a whole bunch of new clubs.
Uh-huh. Well, Kids, they'll always say that. I feel like Hayden sometimes can't wait to go home and tell Paul things that I've done.
Things that she's witnessed?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, there's probably a reason. There's a motivation for the kid. They want something. Well, they feel like there'll be a reward coming back their way.
It's more the reaction of getting to do the unveil, you know? Yeah. Wait till you see what mommy got! Like, oh, great. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Yeah, during breakfast today, my kid dropped an entire gallon of Elmer's glue all over our nice wood floors.
Oh. All over. That's so annoying to clean.
Mm. I wouldn't know because I would walk right out of the room. I'd be like, nope.
You just sell the house?
It'd be my wife's job. That would be.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, we all have our jobs.
Uh-huh.
All right, we all have our jobs, and she would certainly give me the next terrible job.
Yeah.
But that one would be hers.
That's like four rolls of paper towel, the Clorox wipes.
Right, and it's still going to be sticky over there.
Forever. How long did it take you to clean up?
Oh, like just the basic 40 minutes. Yeah. And then there's like making sure it doesn't ruin the wood stuff, which is like a whole other hour.
Well, you know what? You earned your margarita. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do to earn your margarita this week?
Hi. Okay. We're moving. And my husband, he's a little crazy. He's like, we'll move in small batches and we'll do it ourselves. And he's like, okay, Julia, why isn't the grand piano on the U-Haul? Come on. Lift with your knees. I'm like 5 feet tall. I'm not that weak, but I mean, come on. Seriously.
Wait a minute. You got to lift the piano?
You're moving a piano?
Piano, dresser. He's like, come on, Julia. Where are your leg muscles? Let's go. I'm like, I don't know.
That's insane.
Yeah. I'm never going to move again unless he's moving out. That's the only movie I'll help with for the
rest
of my life.
Right.
Enjoy that margarita. You deserve it.
Oh, no my question.
Gosh. I will. Thank you.